Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. From Baywatch babe to reality show star, Carmen Electra has made the leap from sex symbol to pop culture icon. Tonight, she's going to be my special guest later and join us to talk sex, relationships, and one of my favorite topics, lube. Enjoy the show. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love some more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you get six full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. Don't you love free shipping? I hate when people pay for they charge you for shipping. It pisses me off. What do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Oh, and in the spirit of Anal Sex Month, you can try the AE Adam and Eve Booty Boot Camp Training Kit, the perfect set of butt plugs to ease you into backdoor play, now on sale for $22. Oh my God, you got to get that. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie. You know you guys need something to spice up your life, right? Or anything you desire. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout and you get 10 free gifts. Do it now. Adamandeve.com, code Emily, 10 free gifts. Do it. You'll love it. Change up your sex life. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Have you been to sexwithemily.com lately? There's so many fun things happening there. Do you know that we post articles every day, blog posts, videos, things that will, you know, enhance your sex life? All these questions you guys email me, I'll bet you we've answered it on there for a blog or podcast, so check it out. I'm excited. Carmen Electra is going to be joining us shortly, which is exciting, right, Anderson? But right now I have Anderson, who's just as sexy.
What up, Em?
How you doing?
As sexy as Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
That is
false. You're super sexy.
Advertising. You could be sued.
Dude, check out Anderson's picture.
You could be sued for lying to your listeners, Em. But thank you.
Yeah, I mean it. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I'm crazy as per usual, but not as crazy as you. So that's all right. I feel
Do
like
I seem
I'm,
crazy? I think I seem calm.
So far, guys, she hasn't been in her purse once, and she's been here for 10 minutes.
I'm always in the bag, aren't I?
You're all. Yeah, we've established that.
I'm always in the bag. I know. Yeah. I've got a lot going on in the bag. Yeah. So, Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in New York City.
Oh,
I have
for
a few
she.
Things to talk about. For
right?
she. Yes, Sexual Health Expo. It's September 18th to the 20th in New York City. And you've heard me talk about it for like the last year. We had one in Los Angeles, one in Phoenix, and now New York, and is the leading sex educators. It's for 2 days, open to the public. And
can kids go?
Probably not.
Probably
a
weird question.
It is a weird question.
Sex education is a hot button issue, and a lot of people think kids don't know what they need to know.
You know what? They don't, and that's going to be the next one that I produce, because I do believe that kids do not know where to go for sex information.
For the wee ones?
For the wees. Mm-hmm. So that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm giving away tickets too. So here's the thing. Even if you're listening and you're like, oh, I wish I was going to be in New York, if you've got friends in New York or in the New York area, tell them to come, because there's nothing like this where people can show up, listen to top sex educators, like talk about things that you really care about, that you want to know about, spicy amp relationship, top sex products, and I'm giving away free tickets. So email me feedback@sexwithelmy.com if you want to go. And another thing I need to tell you before we get into all this craziness of the show and happiness is that tonight I am teaching a workshop.
Tonight. Busy lady.
I know. Hustler Hollywood.
Are you doing it? Oh, not on air.
No.
Okay.
No, but tonight I'm teaching it, and it's August 25th, if you're listening right now, 8 to 10 p.m. And again, if you don't live in LA, tell your friends to come, but we want you there. It is backdoor pleasure. It's everything you need to know. And I'm not saying just anal sex. It's backdoor play. There's a lot of nerve endings back there, things that make you feel good, and people are so overwhelmed by it. So we're going to be talking about anatomy tips, things that will maximize your pleasure, butt plugs, massage techniques, all that.
All that stuff.
So check it out, Hustler Hollywood on, where is it? On Sunset Boulevard.
It's on Sunset, it's right across the street from the Whiskey A Go Go.
Whiskey A Go Go, yeah. So, are you going to come? I know. You probably know everything you need to know about anal sex.
I need to know nothing more about that. I'm good.
Do you like it?
Hey, man, as a guy that's been on Loveline for 17 years, I know all about the sexual experience
years.
Over there.
That's amazing.
16. Sorry, I gave myself an extra year for some reason.
I don't know why. Yeah, just to make you seem more professional?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm so lucky that I get to have you on with me here. Mm-hmm. So, Anderson, have you heard about this? I got some sex in the news here.
Oh, sex in the news.
Have you heard about these, you heard about Ashley Madison, how it got hacked into?
Of course I heard about Ashley Madison.
So we talked about this
I've already packed my bags. I'm ready to move.
Right?
I'm getting kicked out.
You're getting kicked out because you were one of those cheaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, my name is Anderson Cowan, and it's pretty hard to duplicate that. But imagine the poor guy named Mike Johnson. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
His wife's going to be like, is this you?
Right.
He's like, no, there's a lot of us. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Sure thing. Well, here's the friggin' thing is that they now release the information and they're starting to slowly release it. The customer data stolen by hackers from cheating website Ashley Madison was posted online Tuesday. The online dating site for people interested in cheating on their significant others was hacked about a month ago by a group calling itself the Impact Team. They promised they'd release the information gained from the breach, including customers' credit card information and secret sexual fantasies, if the site was not shut down.
Poor bastard.
Some of the data was posted on the so-called dark web on Tuesday. The dark web can only be viewed with a special browser and isn't searchable using Google or most common search engines. As promised, the information that was posted included customer names, credit card. Are you laughing?
I mean, it's picturing all like the housewives who live, in rural towns that are jealous as fuck, and they're going on the dark web trying to figure out where to find this list.
I know.
And they should not be on the dark web.
They shouldn't be on the dark web, because what else happens? Are they sell like cadavers and stuff?
Yeah, the dark web. We were on it not too long ago, and the first thing that popped up was like, see this man have sex with a carcass. It's like, no, I'd rather not. Thank you.
I know, exactly. Don't go to the dark web. But I'm going to tell you what they did find. Okay, so 33 million accounts were leaked. Josh Duggar. From the show, Duggar. The Duggars, what is it called? The Duggar.
Duggar.
I'm really into pop culture. So he had a paid account.
Oh, that's the kid from the family.
Yeah,
with
who molested
the,
sisters.
Yeah, the Duggards.
Right? Yeah, the Duggards, right. What's it called? Like 19 and...
Well, because it was like 19 kids. But you know, in fairness to him, it'd be kind of hard to hook up with anyone who's not related to you when you're...
Exactly.
Got that many siblings. Yeah.
Right, exactly. But he had an account up until May 2015, right when his molestation charges came to light. He had purchased, this is what he purchased, a $250 affair guarantee. It guarantees an affair within 3 months or your money back.
Really?
This is so wrong, this site. Really?
How do they do that? I wonder if the 3 months is almost up and they're like, all right, we got to get Becky in there because...
Exactly. They must have some people on backup.
Like your Madison would be an example. Like you have
my Madison. Not Ashley Madison.
Like your assistant would be like, yeah, you got to get out there
to
make this guarantee.
Madison, you got to go see with Josh Duggar. Exactly. Not that I would do that. I wouldn't farm her out. I've done some things, but not that.
How do they guarantee that, though?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they guarantee. And people could probably be like, oh, I was on it just looking around. I want my money back. I wonder how many people ask for their money back. But Life is Short, Have an Affair?
That's their slogan.
Their slogan.
Yeah.
But he said that, he purchased that, and then he has recently issued the public admission for an affair. But here's the other thing. There were 15,000 email addresses with the .mil or .gov
right.
email address.
Mm-hmm.
So all these politicians
and military
Yeah. And a far lesser number came from Fortune 500 companies. Sexual interests are also included in leaked information. And they've got Celia Walden, Pierce Morgan's wife, admitted to signing up for the site while working on an article, she says.
I believe that. I'm going to buy that.
Founder.
I'm going to buy that.
Really?
Yeah.
86% are male users. So this is another reason why you shouldn't have an affair. You should either talk to your spouse, try to spice up your love life, or get a divorce.
You know what's real shitty about this whole thing, though? I mean, I'm on both sides of the fence with this one. I understand the need for such a business model to be out there.
Right.
But I also think that it's despicable. But I think that it should, you know, if it's not illegal, so why not, you know, have it, especially if there's a business for it.
Yeah.
You know, but what they were promising for, like, a premier membership for these folks that got hacked was that all their information would be scrubbed after, like, 60 days. But Ashley Madison wasn't bothering to actually do that. So these people should be really pissed because they actually paid premium membership so that they would be ensured that their information was not going to go public.
So now what is Ashley Madison still like? Is it still running?
I think Ashley Madison's got to be like,
it's got to be game over, right? I mean, imagine how much money they made too.
Let's start one.
That's brilliant.
Sex with Emily.
There's a need. We will fill it.
Yeah.
I will not have sex. It's so funny, though, how many people, like, someone tweeted me the other day, will you have sex with me? I'm like, no, but thanks for how many of those questions.
Was that Mike Catherwood's friend?
No, but he's been okay. So some background.
Yeah.
On last week's Loveline, so
I've heard stories.
So Loveline last week was interesting. So Loveline is a nationally syndicated radio show. If you've heard me talk about it, Dr. Drew's been on. Anderson's been on it for 25 years,
and 32.
You always listen to the podcast too of Loveline. But last week we had millionaire matchmaker Patty Stanger on, who was also on my show. And since it was matchmaking, Mike says, I'm going to fix you up with my friend Victor. So Victor called into the show and Mike tried to arrange a little, you know, fix up a little thing. And Victor said he was interested in dating me because I said, well, what do you think we have in common? He says, well, you like sex and I like sex, which I thought, you know, was brilliant, would be a great match. But then Mike gave my phone number and he's been texting me. I am.
Why would you give this fucker your phone number?
Mike gave him my number. He texted me and I didn't text him back. I did text him back once maybe, but.
No, Mike was telling me last night, I think it was off air though, that he was saying that he wanted to have sex with you in some kind of like a hubbub or something.
A hubbub?
Did you get that one? Or some kind of hat or something? I don't know.
Well, no, he actually has kept him very clean.
I was offended for you.
He's kept his text clean so far. There has been no dick pics or anything.
I think if he was like my sister, and I get offended and upset when people are dumb.
That's nicer than my brother doesn't even think of me as a sister. That's really sweet.
Well, I got you.
I know. So, yeah, no dick pics. He was actually just telling me what he ate for dinner or something.
Mm-hmm. You know what that means?
What?
Small dick.
Oh, my God. Why? Because he's nothing else? Because he's not sending me dick pics?
Because he's not showing you, yeah.
And how would you know if you get dick pic? That's not that I want one. People don't send dick pics.
Have you ever gotten them?
No, I've never had it, nor have I sent any naked photos.
2,000 episodes, Sex with Emily, and no one sent dick pics?
I don't know. Have we ever gone on Facebook? I don't think so, no.
Weird.
No. You think dick pics? We don't get dick pics.
All the time.
We do.
Apparently, somebody, Madison's claiming that dick pics come into the old Sex with M. Here, get on the mic.
Get on the mic, Madison. Madison, producer Madison, get on the mic.
Get on the mic, yeah.
Which mic?
Green, go green.
Okay.
Thanks, Madison, for filling me in.
Yeah, no, we actually got a dick pic, a pretty serious dick pic.
What does that mean? What is a serious dick pic?
I wish that I could show all the audience, all the people listening the picture, but it was from a guy, and
I would think
I love that they don't bother me with this.
It says, "This dick for you" was the subject line of the email, and I opened it, and it is a enormous black man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And an enormous penis.
You didn't have to say enormous black man. You could have just said enormous. We all know it's black.
Yeah, I mean, enormous man with an enormous penis attached. And he is just looking into the camera like a serial killer. And I sent it to the interns and was like, hey, like, just a reminder to check feedback.
God.
Yeah.
So apparently those, we don't get that.
I'm going to say.
Now tomorrow we're going to get like 8 million.
Like one a week, maybe like. Sometimes we get a couple, and we get them in our Facebook messages, and we get them in feedback. So, and sometimes we get them actually in Twitter.
Okay.
No, it's nice.
I'm glad they can't sue me for sexual harassment, because it's Sex with Emily. So, like, wouldn't the courts throw it out if, like, one of the interns or you tried to sue me?
This also tells me that the listeners are beating off as they listen, a lot of them. So that's nice.
I really hope that they're just trying to have better sex and relationships. But maybe they do beat off every once in a while. Should I talk dirty to them?
No.
What are you wearing?
You're a madam, and that you're going to, like, set them up, because they always email you, like, Emily, I'm looking for hot single girls. Please to sex with. And I'm like, Ashley Madison. Don't do that. Yeah.
You've already got it. It's like you've already got the model halfway built. Ashley Madison's going down.
Yeah, right. And everyone's always said to me, like, assumes it anyway. Like when I hand them my business card, they're like, oh, I'm like, listen, I'm not a prostitute.
Sex with Emily. It's kind of misleading.
It is misleading because it's actually not about sex with me. I've really cut that off. And I actually know, but I've never till this day sent a nude photo of myself to anyone, which
I'm proud of.
But then I feel like, you know, I was having a serious discussion about this. My friends are like, never, like, guys want that. My friend, like, looked at me. She was like, Emily, but you don't you, like, if you're dating someone, like, guys are visual. They need that. They get, and I'm like, I just don't trust guys. This is what they do. They get the naked picture. They're like, whoever they're sitting next to, they're like, check out this chick I'm banging.
You know what? Okay, I've received naked pictures from girls. I have never dreamed of showing them to other guys.
Because you're like a good guy.
I've shown them to.
You're a good guy.
But like guys.
No, but I'm like, I'm every guy's, all my guy friends, I'm like their guy friend. I'm like their best.
Hey, guys were having relationships and being just fine long before iPhones with the capability.
Right.
Long before Polaroids.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm holding out for as long as I can. Okay.
Just, if you're going to do it now. Don't wait till you're 65, 70.
No, that'd be bad. Yeah. Well, that's why it's so funny that you see, yeah, you're right. And my mom always said to me, I was in this movie called I'm a Sex Addict.
What is going on? Okay, yeah.
No, I was going to tell you like three different things popped in my head. But I never sent a picture. But I remember doing this movie, I'm a Sex Addict, which I was not. It was a feature film. Did you ever know this film?
We talked about this briefly a while ago.
Okay, well, I was in this film. It came out like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's on Netflix and stuff like that. But I would not show my breasts in the film, and he really wanted me to. And then my mom at the time was like, well, this is the best you're ever going to look. She always says it to me every year.
Mom.
Which is not true. I look good, and I'm like, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Your mom
boobs.
Tried to. Did the producer get to your mom, do you think?
No, but she was like, well, what are you? I'm like, Mom, she wasn't saying that, but like they wanted me to show more of my body. And I'm like, I don't want to. But then I also did these boudoir photos once because there was a woman on my show who's like, did free, but they never show anything naked. And I've never shown
them
anyone.
You were naked, though, and the camera
was
in front of you.
But I was like wearing lingerie. But I'm like, who am I going to show them to? Mm-hmm. Maybe I could do like a special. Like $9.95 on my site, and I'll release.
A calendar.
Just kidding, I'm not doing that.
Do a calendar.
I'm gonna do a calendar. Do they people still do that?
Sex with Emily calendar. It'll be like in all the mechanic shops across.
How about
the
a sex with Emily calendar of all the dick pics we've gotten?
Oh God, no.
Ew, no, that wouldn't do very well. Okay, another sex and news story. A firefighter's called to cut shower rings off of a guy's penis. Why didn't he just buy a cock ring? I don't know. Yeah, dude, you don't know how many things people go to the emergency room around their penis or their butthole.
Shower rings are big, though, aren't they?
Well. I don't know. This guy's was stuck sometimes. Depends. They come in all sizes. So firefighters were called to remove four curtain rings stuck around a man's penis. The hapless fellow was taken to the hospital after the rings got stuck around his member. But doctors at the facility in Columbia lacked the specialist cutting tools required for such a tricky job and had to call in firefighters. Rescue experts spent over an hour removing the metal rings. According to the news outlet, the procedure required a steady hand in a sensitive region. And firefighters had to be extra careful not to injure the stricken man. And he had irreparable damage to the man's penis. The unnamed man remained an inpatient at the hospital and received medical and psychological care. And he's embarrassed. Embarrassment.
What part of the world?
Colombia.
Colombia, like South America, not like...
Yeah. Cali, Valle del Cauca.
Where cocaine is and stuff. Fire department, really? That's bizarre.
I don't know. Maybe they were metal fire rings. You know what I mean? You got to get it done. So that's the deal.
I want to think. And you know what's funny, too?
Use the stretchy penis
man's
rings.
Man's little penis, right? Yeah. He's got the rings around it. And you know that like if it was out here, at least like 2-3 giant trucks had to like drive a few miles to get to him just to go take off the tiny little rings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a waste of taxpayers'
money.
Oh,
so much. So much, yeah. They should have like one guy on a red motorcycle who goes out and, like he scouts and he gets there quick. And then he'll like call back and be like, yeah, no fire. There's a cat in a tree. Don't worry about it. I'll get it out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
We don't need the whole fleet to go.
Dude, he could have died, though. It sounds like it was pretty serious. It was cutting off his circulation, you know? And also, yeah, there's also, here's some other things. Since I'm preparing for my anal sex workshop today, I'm doing a lot of anal sex research. And one of my slides in my PowerPoint is about all the things that have gotten stuck in butts.
Oh, cool.
In hospitals. Yeah. It's,
are you going to do this at where? She
Hustler.
Or at Hustler?
Hustler,
sweet.
Tonight. So, a lot, it's very common, you know, we've all heard like people stick like vegetables and things at their butt, light bulbs.
Yeah.
So there's light bulbs in people's butt. And in San Francisco, I've heard there is a special, it is so common, you guys, and don't do this, okay? This
obviously
should be a warning. A machine that actually removes
sucks
light bulbs, sucks the light bulbs out.
What is the name of that machine?
I do not know. Google it. We should Google it.
What is the name
how crazy.
Of that?
So this is the takeaway from this butt story is that you should only put things in your butt with flared edges so it can't go into your butt and you don't have to have surgery.
Ah, I would think a light bulb is the worst thing, other than maybe shards of glass.
I can't even talk about right because then you.
But that's going to become shards.
Yeah. Oh. How dangerous is that? That's why there's a special machine in San Francisco because a lot of men are doing it. Yeah, or women. I don't want to discriminate. Who knows? Okay. So that's my news, and I'll get into a little bit of emails
machine.
Here. Dude, a special machine.
Is Madison going to look up the name of it?
Yeah, be careful, people. But well, yeah, seriously.
Unless you can afford to have a machine at home, which I bet it's a very expensive machine because it's so specialized.
Well, why are you sticking light bulb in your butt? Anyway, I just
feel
it like
it must be a thing. It
I
must
know.
Just
well,
be
Madison's
going to
look it up right now for us because better than a hamster. Yeah, people do stick hamsters in their butt.
Is that real though? I like to think that that's not
the Richard Gere story.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's true.
I think it is true.
I like to believe it's not. I know nurses, and nurses will like tell you point blank, like, I saw the x-ray. I was in the room. Right. It was him. And I just don't buy it.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Why would it be such a... So people have done that, though.
Hamsters. He likes animals. Gerbils. He was in that movie, Hachi.
Yeah, that's
about the
why.
Dog.
I think he got the idea. He was like, oh, you know what would be really great? I'm really into animals right now. I'm going to stick a gerbil in my butt.
No, he wasn't doing it to like have sex with a gerbil. It wasn't like a love affair. It was like because the thing spasms. And that's the rumor.
This is what I'm talking about in my workshop, you guys. And if you want to read anything more about anal sex, go to my website. There's right ways and wrong ways to play with your anus. And the right ways are that there are so many amazing nerve endings.
Pets.
What? It doesn't involve pets. Yeah, it involves a lot of lube, which is my favorite thing in the world. Lube is an amazing product. And things with flared edges, but also fingers, penises. That's about it.
If you got a hamster out there, how many things went up before you get to the point where, like, you know what? That's just not cutting it.
You keep raising the bar.
I got to do a hamster. I got to do something alive.
I really don't know. That's a great question. If you've had a hamster in your butt, please email me. Or get some help first. Yeah. So... But anal sex is interesting because it's like you really, people just don't know how to do it right and you just need to warm up and use lube. But anyway, check it on my website. I can't anal out right now if I'm going to be
talking
about it.
You can't anal out right now? Tonight, you're
like,
saving it for tonight.
I don't want to blow my anal load right now.
Wow.
Dude.
I wish you didn't say that.
I'm so sorry. I wish I didn't either. Some words I have a problem with. Some words, some things. Okay, so we can get into some emails.
By the way, I heard it in my head, shards of glass. Earlier, and I wish that I hadn't said that. And it wasn't lost on me when I was talking about the light bulb in the butt and shards of glass instead of shards of glass. Yes.
Oh, shards.
Yes,
that
I was there.
Good. That was
but
lost
that's
on
disgusting
me
and it's filthy. But I want to let the people know who are listening at home. I didn't miss it. I just didn't choose to say it.
That was really mature of you.
Okay, yeah.
I appreciate it because
yeah.
We don't want to take this show down to the level that people might assume that it's
right,
on yet.
Right.
I was actually interviewed. Oh, you know what? There's a few things. I was in Chris Jericho. Remember, he was on the.
I love that man.
I love him too.
Good guy.
He is such a good guy. He's got a great podcast called Chris Jericho Pod. What's it called? Talk is Jericho.
Talk is Jericho.
And I was on his podcast. He aired it. He launched it, promoted it this week. Uh-huh. And it was really popular. I have to say, it was a really good podcast. And a lot of people on Twitter were very excited about it. So you should check that out. We talked a lot about sex. And it was a very like serious, you'd think it wouldn't be, but like I really got a lot of stuff. The thing is, I do so many podcasts, you know, I've done thousands, I've been on guests a lot, but people were just like on Twitter, like, oh my God, that was amazing. I learned a lot. So you guys should check that one out. And I was also on Paul Mercurio's podcast, who is on Loveline, and he's a writer for the,
he's done a lot
John
of
Stewart
stuff.
Yeah. And Stephen Colbert show, the new one.
Yeah.
What is he doing? The Tonight Show?
CBS, I think, right? Yeah. Sibis. I heard his hilarious promos. Sibis.
Sibis?
Watch me on Sibis. I was like, all right.
Is that what he said?
That's not very funny. Kept calling it instead of CBS. He was like acting like he was like a really bad reader and he was reading CBS as Sibis. Anyways.
Apparently
I'm
he
sure
is funny though. Maybe he's not funny on the fight. Maybe he has to practice a little, but
did
I was
not write that.
So we talked a lot about lube on his podcast today too, but he was like, I've never used lube, I've never used sex toys, which is interesting. It's just interesting to talk to people like that who...
Was he bragging?
No. He
like,
was,
I
like,
don't
he's
need lube, yo. They're always
he
wet.
He had that old school thing. He was like, I feel like I would feel very clinical and it would be very like, if there was a sex toy in bed with me and my wife, I would feel like it would just be, she'd like it more than I would. And
oh,
all those
Christ,
old school
he's one
feelings.
Of those guys, yeah.
Those men still exist, so I taught him, you know, different ways.
Did you scold him? Did you shame him?
I didn't. I'm going to send him a bunch of goddamn sex toys.
So he can just throw
yeah,
right
I'm
in the
like,
trash.
I'm sending him to your wife, because believe me, she wants one if you haven't used any.
So this just in about
San
Francisco.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, this just in, Madison.
Yeah, the San Francisco item out of butt removal thing. Mm-hmm. It is a hoax. That
makes
not
sense.
Real.
Okay, so
it was actually, it looks like it's propaganda from a Christian youth leader.
Oh, I love
so
that.
So I'm reporting stuff that isn't true.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we had to fact check, you know?
We
but
fact
apparently
sorry.
There are like
I
signs all throughout San Francisco that are like, but like, you know, like light bulb removal, like 25 cents and stuff like
25
that.
25 cents?
They're actually,
From what I can see, I can't find anything about an actual thing that removes items. I have found a lot of funny lists.
But you know what's so funny is that my friend, who is a doctor, he's a doctor here in San Francisco, told me that existed. That's why I thought maybe it was true.
We're going to have him dig that up because I need to know.
Doctors are gullible sometimes.
Right?
Dr. Drew is one of the most gullible people I know.
That's kind of true. Just because they're doctors. I feel like they're just in school and they're studying for so long, medical school. Like, they're very literal.
I love that a Christian group came up with that. I'm imagining the boardroom discussion where they're sitting around going, how are we going to take these fairies down? Let's make up a machine that doesn't exist that sucks things out of your ass.
Let's just say that the situation is dire enough that you just shouldn't stick it up your ass if there's any take-home message.
Even more so now because there's not a machine that exists.
Exactly, you guys. And then you're going to have some sharts in your ass.
Hey, stop it.
It's true. Okay. Jesus. So, what? Sharts?
Go.
I want to talk. I want to get into the emails. So I want to thank you all for emailing me at feedback@sexwithelmy.com. We do read all your emails and we look at your dick pics, but don't send those. And when you do email us, I love when you tell me how old you are and where you're writing from. And how you listen to is great. Want to know how you listen? You know, you can always listen on iTunes and stuff like that, but the apps and stuff.
Many ways. Stitcher.
Okay. Stitcher is a great app. Uh-huh. I used to, before I knew you, I would record there in San Francisco.
Yeah? At the Stitcher
where
Studios.
All the butt machines are. Yep. Or not. Yeah, at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco. Okay, here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Emily. My name is Thomas. I am 35 years old and have a serious issue with talking to women. This has been a problem for a long time. I'm heterosexual and I can converse with women I'm not attracted to. But when there's attraction, I get nervous, anxious, don't know what to say, and end up saying something stupid or talking myself out of saying anything at all. Everyone says, just get over it and put yourself out there. And it's as natural as breathing to them, but it's not easy for me. I've only been on one date and it was unbelievably awkward. I work in a shop with all guys, no women, commute, eat, shower, go to bed. I really don't hang around in social atmospheres, but when I do, I'm usually with my parents and my brother. My parents are very encouraging. Mom is the one who actually said to put yourself out there, and they both have said that they want grandchildren. So what now? Thanks, Thomas.
How old's Thomas?
35.
He left porn off the list because I know that's on there.
What's on there?
Well, he said all he does is work, drive home, eat, sleep, but I'm sure that there's a healthy
amount
of porn.
Maybe before he goes to bed, he watches porn. Yeah. Okay, Thomas, he's 35 and he spends a lot of time with his parents and at work. So I think there's a lot of things going on here. And it sounds like he's just got the case of the social anxiety, which a lot of people have, especially when they meet someone attractive. This happens to a lot of guys and women. I was talking to my friend who's a very attractive woman, and she was the same one actually who was telling me to send the naked photos to guys. But she was saying, you know, and she's like, I get a hint in guys, but the second I see an attractive guy, she's like, and if he smiles at me, I turn away. And it's just really common that people do this. They get it and they don't get over it. The problem is, and she's 35. If you never break through any anxieties, what?
Hook him up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where he lives. He didn't tell me where he
Thomas.
Lives. Why didn't tell me where he lives? Is it if you, it's like if you don't work on this anxiety, things don't go away.
No.
Like why we go to therapy issues, they will just continue to plague you, and they actually get worse and worse if you don't work on it. So I think that you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself, and it doesn't come as easy to you. But again, like dating, like I always say, and talking to people, it's a muscle that you have to exercise. And I know that you're saying that you can talk to unattractive women, but just practice saying hi. Practice these skills of talking and just like communicate. It doesn't have to be, here's the thing. There's
practice
no,
on your mom's friends.
Yeah. I guess so, but he says he can talk to women that he's not attracted to.
Yeah.
And so it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. Just start saying hi. That's it. You just got to smile, say hi. And a great thing to do is, I'm not going to tell you any pickup lines. I'm not going to say that you got to walk a certain way. You know, it is important to be confident, and it is important to, even if you got to fake it till you make it, and you just start, you can observe something. I mean, a great formula for talking to someone is, like, let's say you didn't say that you get coffee. I'm assuming, you know, maybe you got to pick up coffee or breakfast in the morning. You walk in, let's say you're standing there in the coffee shop and you observe something that's going on in the room. So you could say, oh yeah, you know, I didn't know they had the pumpkin spice lattes this time of year, you know. And then you ask a question. So you observe something, you ask, have you had a pumpkin spice latte? See what they say. And then you ask a question, and then you just start a conversation about something that's happening in the moment. So that's a way to practice, you know, just talking.
Don't
really.
Do that line in October, though, because she'll turn and say, of course they have fucking pumpkin lattes in October, you fool.
I mean, it can be really scary, but also you have to think you're not going to die. What is the worst thing that is going to happen to you?
This guy probably messes. Thomas probably has problems with like tests that are really important. It's a pressure thing, too. If he talks to like women, he's not interested without any problem. But then as soon as it means something to him, he cracks.
And
under pressure.
Also, he's 35. So I'm assuming it's been going on for exactly. It's been going on a long time.
I got the same problem. We all have the same problem. We all do. We just figure out.
How did you get past it?
I never really did. I never talked to strange women. I mean, everyone that I dated, they either asked me out or they're like friends of friends. And I was hanging around for a while and I really waited for signals to slap me across the face before I made a move, because rejection is a horrifying thing.
Horrifying, especially for men. You guys, that's what you guys have to deal with. So you could also try, you know, online dating. Hello. Who isn't online dating right now?
Yeah,
so
not Ashley Madison, though. Don't do that.
Don't do Ashley Madison. But you can get, you know, you can go online. You can, you know. Go on any website, find one, Plenty of Fish. What are the popular ones now? You know, go to Match.com, Plenty of Fish. What's the other one, big one?
Grindr.
Not Grindr. We don't know that he's gay. I don't think he's gay. Tinder.
Tinder is a big one, yeah.
But what's Plenty of Fish, and what's the other one that everyone likes, the online dating one? Not, what's the other?
Match.com?
No, not Match. OkCupid.
OkCupid.
And then you can like start a conversation. You can put an online profile, ask your friends, ask your mom. She seems to be very interested in your dating life. Get some good pictures. And then when you crack, we've done a lot of shows on online dating, and we've done a lot of things about actual dating. We have a podcast called, it's a dating survival podcast that might help we get all into how to date and how to approach people. But when you start, you know, dating online, that's another way that you don't have to actually have that anxiety of talking to someone. And also tell everyone that you know, just like when you're looking for a job, tell all your friends you're looking for someone. You like to meet someone. Do they know anyone? Fix you up.
And it sounds like he's also just thinking about it too much. He's overthinking it, and it's like becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. If he actually like threw himself into a passion or something and then met people through that, whether it's like gardening or, you know, writing or whatever, and then if you work on yourself, then other and stop looking out, kind of look inward, other people, they start to come. They'll come to you.
Do something that you love. So I'm worried that you're just, all you're doing is working and hanging out with your mom. So Tom's taking
not
a class.
Hot. What? Not hot.
No, but like, yeah, exactly. Like take a class, like on the weekends. Like do you work on the weekends? You probably don't. What do you like doing? Do you like hiking? Do you like wine? There's wine clean. Whatever. Take classes. Do something you're interested in. Gym, whatever. Yeah. You'll be fine. And check out our shows and check out our website, because we have a lot of information on this, Thomas. So good luck to you. Let me know how it goes. And again, you will get past this.
And you're
anxiety.
Not in the minority. You're in the majority.
You're in the majority. So there's nothing wrong with you. Don't freak out. Just do it. Just start practicing right now.
Life's too short. Have an affair.
Exactly. Or not. Okay. I need to talk about something really important.
What's that?
I need to tell you about the Fleshlight.
Oh, the Fleshlight.
Yeah. And Fleshlight is the number one sex toy for men. It's the only one that you probably want.
It's the only one that I know of.
Well, that's really. Why. That's why. It's the best.
Is the government going to come after them for having a monopoly? I don't. Are there even any other?
No.
I've never heard of it.
They're not. Yeah. That they don't exist.
It's hand and Fleshlight.
And
the Fleshlight.
And it's patented material that was invented by NASA. So why would you go to another male masturbation sleep?
Because they knew the
astronauts.
They knew they're going to be lonely up in space. Is that what they were thinking?
I don't know. I think they were inventing it for something else. And they're like, we got this. Who knows how it happened? I should actually ask the people at Fleshlight that. But it simulates the sensations of sex. It actually feels like sex. And here's the thing. As women, we've got so many toys and stuff. Like, and you guys have your hand and you have sex. So why not wherever you insert your penis? And so why not try it? Why not try it? Have mind-blowing orgasms, and it's like sex in a can. You can take it where you go. They have the Fleshlight Go now, which is like lighter and even easier to travel.
It's right in your purse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, funny you should say that. Did you see my Instagram I just posted?
What's
that's funny he said it fits in your purse.
Yeah, I know. That's perfect.
He'll appreciate this.
What?
Okay, so Anderson, you know how Emily is always looking through her purse for
it's
things,
a running
digging?
Thing. Yeah,
you
yeah.
didn't hear
yeah,
this when you ran out to get me these nuts.
So she's right like digging through her purse. We did an Instagram video where she's digging through her purse. We're like, hey, Emily, like, where are your keys? And she's digging through her purse, and she pulls out 1, 2, 3, 4 Fleshlight Goes. And we're like, geez, Emily, do you have enough Fleshlights? And she goes, what? They're Fleshlight Goes, because they're, like, really small and travel size. But it's, like, making fun of Emily and the fact that she's always in her purse, and she carries everything in there.
Every day I walk in the office, like, $16.
You transgender? What's going on?
Why?
What do you got dick things in there for?
Always be prepared.
Dude, I got to always be prepared. What if a guy's like, hey, I really need to get off right now? And I'm like, oh, I've got this thing for you.
Hey, let me ask you about this, the Fleshlight Go?
Yeah.
What if it doesn't fit?
No, it's not smaller.
Okay.
I mean, the can is small. It's actually a... It's not
like a
for
Red
smaller
Bull?
Penises.
No.
It's actually just more lightweight and more contained, but it's actually the same sensations. It just, you can have the same thing. You can have a large penis, like the one guy sent me, apparently a large penis.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for preventing me from looking at these dick pics.
I still have it.
Yeah, but you can use it. No, that's a point. It's so awesome because it's lighter weight. It's just, and it's a little, the can is smaller, but the actual flesh is the same.
I'm glad I asked.
If you want one, which you do now, I'm sure, go to sextheelmy.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, and you get a free sample, a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. And when Carmen Electra gets here soon, she actually has a new Fleshlight lube.
Oh, Carmen, it's for Electra, the Fleshlight.
Carmen Electra lube.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. We should see if they should start sending the Carmen Electra lube to our listeners. I don't know if they will, but if they do, that would be awesome.
I'm fascinated to see how like they come up with, like, do they send her samples? And she goes, I like a little bit more this, but more viscous.
Well, you know, I...
come up with a smell? I mean, how does she do it?
Yeah, well, it's funny that you should ask, because with my Emily and Tony brand, we actually, besides the massage candles and the Down Under Comfort, we actually created a lube. That's how the whole line started, because Tony and I were friends. He has a huge skincare line called Anthony's for Men, if you...
like Down Under Comfort. And, yeah.
No, right. But that's his. So he's been in the business for a long time. And we were having dinner. We hadn't seen each other in 20 years. Grew up together in Michigan. And I said at dinner, why? There should be a lube on every nightstand. You've heard me say this. Because I think that lube is completely underrated. Then everybody needs to use more lube. And that's how it happened. So I had to test a bunch of lubes and create this lube. And I tested hundreds of them. And it was like that. It was like, yeah, literally, we get, not hundreds. Okay, let's say 25 different samples of lubes. And I kept sending it back. Like, this one has a weird smell. This one has a weird consistency. The problem is,
how'd you test?
We couldn't get it different ways.
All right.
I masturbated with them. Okay. I had sex with them.
Okay.
And I would just like smell them.
It wasn't just like rubbing in between your thumb and
your
index. No,
you got to test. Dude, it's the real deal.
I want to make sure it's legit. Okay.
Just like the candles. I had like 300 candles I had to smell and taste. Anyway, so that's how you test lube. And it'll be interesting to ask Carmen about that.
You're like,
but we couldn't get it. Here's the problem. FDA approval. You can't get it on lube. Like, it was the hardest thing ever. So we couldn't release it. But I've got like thousands of bottles of Emily and Tony lube, which, by the way, I gave to Dr. Drew a bottle. I gave it to people. And they're like,
so you can't sell them, though?
No.
What?
But I give it to friends. They're like, oh my God, this lube is amazing. Really?
Hook me up. And then I can sue you when my wiener falls off.
No, it won't. It's amazing. It's vegan. But dude, I didn't know you wanted lube.
Yeah, give me some lube.
Hook and tell me this.
I'm telling you right now.
Dude, it's awesome.
So you're like the lubes, like a sommelier of lube.
No, I kind of am. Yeah. I have to say, I've tried every single lube on the market. And
fuck the FDA.
I know.
I'm going to sell it on the street corner for you.
It's really a problem. So that's why so many people white label lube now. Like, there's a few people that have it, and they just like use their name, whatever. So that's my problem. I've got lubes. But cool. I can't send it to anyone, so don't ask me because I'll get sued. I can give it to Anderson.
I think Carmen's going to be here soon. You got another email you want to get to before she
this
comes
is
on?
I do. Partner hates oral sex. This one's about that. Yeah. Dear Emily, the man I love doesn't like giving oral sex. He'll do it maybe once a month, stay down there for a minute or less, then go into penetration. I've discussed this with him, and he said he just doesn't like it. I've been with other men before him, and they all absolutely loved it. Is it possible for a man not to like it and be straight? That's from Amanda. Oh, my God. I'm glad that I think that Carmen. Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Just in time for this question.
I think that Carmen would actually help me answer this question, even though we're just meeting right now.
Would you like me to sit?
You can sit there. And then just Carmen, I got to brief you. We were just talking about your new lube, actually, which we're going to get into.
Oh, good.
Yes, which I'm dying to try. Yeah, exactly. We got a bottle of it, and my intern tried it, Eddie, and he's obsessed with it and said it was, like, the most amazing lube.
Good.
Yeah, so congratulations
like that.
On that.
We like
Carmen, I'm going to read this. I'm going to tell you. I get a lot of emails from listeners, and we were just answering this question. I'll read again. This woman emailed me. The man she is dating doesn't like performing oral sex on her. She says he'll do it once a month, stay down there for a minute, go into penetration. And she's talked to him about it, and he doesn't like it. She says she's been with other men, and they've loved it. And she wants to know, could he be gay?
Him.
Really? I agree with you. Have you ever had this happen to you, a guy doesn't like it? No. Because why would they be with you? Because
they didn't like it, but they just lied. And
right.
They just dealt
that
with
could
it.
Yeah. I mean, that could be true.
Guys
but
lie.
I mean, foreplay is... you know, extremely important.
It's so important. Exactly. So that's like my big... So I had this happen. I was dating a guy once and for way too long. It was a long distance thing. So I just thought, I'll give him a chance. Like, he would do it again, the same thing. First of all, don't do any foreplay for a minute and then stick it in. That's a huge mistake.
What's the minimum? 5 minutes?
For oral sex or just in general for foreplay?
Yeah. Is there a minimum?
10, 15?
Yeah, I mean, you don't... Yeah.
Not every day.
I think you could agree. Like, it doesn't need to go on forever.
No.
You know, and so, but teasing at first is ultimate.
Exactly.
Just a little tease, kind of, you know,
yeah, teasing. Exactly. Make us the best case scenario is that we're like, please have sex with me now. Please do it now.
Use your instincts. I mean, it's kind of a feel. Like, you should be able to read her a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And it'll make everything better. Just tease her for a little bit. But 1 minute is nothing. So, but here's the thing, just to answer Amanda, is that it might come surprise to you, but not all women enjoy blowjobs. Not all men love performing oral sex. And men are different in their preferences and their skills. Mm-hmm. And maybe he had a bad experience. Maybe his past partner didn't like it. Hygiene, who knows? But he might not like it because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, there's other things you can do.
Right, but she really likes it. But if he hates it and doesn't want to do it, for me, that's a deal breaker.
I wouldn't want it done to me if someone didn't want to do it.
Because my thing is, if he doesn't, if he's confused about how to do it, maybe a bad experience, she could be like, listen, here's what I like, here's what I don't like. But if he's like, I'm out, because I had a boyfriend once, and I said to him, so I'm curious, is it that you don't like it? Is it that you're not sure what you're doing, or you think I don't like it? He's like, nah, it's just not my thing. And I was like, you're not my thing. And then we ended the relationship just like that.
It's good.
And then he said, give me a blowjob.
Yeah. And I was like, no, your penis is going nowhere near my mouth.
For the road.
At all. So, you know, I don't know, though. I think, Amanda, I mean, honestly, to me, this would be a deal breaker. I think that you need to get deeper into the situation. And if he says that he's had a bad situation, you can probably work around it, show him what you like. But if he refuses to do it, this is your choice. I'd be out. Karma would be out.
What about this move, guys? Like, if you make sure that you finish her off before you even start anything, is that all right?
Yeah, totally.
And then, if you go too quick, it doesn't matter because you've already done.
Well, She Comes First. Yeah. It's a great book by Ian Kerner. There's a book called She Comes First, and the whole theory is
Ian? Is that a dude?
Yeah, Ian Kerner.
Like a man. A whipped man.
No, but it's true. I mean, that's always great to make her come first, and then you don't have to worry about it. But, I mean, 1 minute of oral sex or 1 minute of anything, it's like, why bother? Give me a glass of water right now. You could have done that. That would have been much more effective in this moment.
I guess if there's a real connection and you really, you know, you're really feeling each other, and it's just something they're not into, there's just other things you can do.
Yeah,
there are other things.
You could use toys. He could use a toy on you.
Exactly.
You could use lube.
A little porn.
Right. Things turn you on. But if she loves oral sex and he's not getting it, you know, but if you're like, you know what? I love that. Yeah. I don't want to say dump him. If you love him and everything's great, but he just doesn't like it, it doesn't mean he's gay. It just means that, believe it or not, there are guys that don't like it because straight men don't like it. Just like women don't like blowjobs. So if you still like this guy, Amanda, then talk to him about it. See what's going on and see if you can live with it. And just get a lot of freaking sex toys. And there's one thing I want to say is that there is a toy by Lilo.
Oh, no.
The Aura. Uh-huh. Which stimulates the feeling of oral sex. It looks a little round thing. It has a little thing. Looks like a tongue going. And it's really cool.
I don't know about that.
I know. I should get you. Oh, I did bring you some toys, though.
You did?
I did.
Good.
I mean, you're gonna die.
Oh, I'm going to have some fun.
I think. So I got to say that that you could try that, too. If you need it that badly,
you know, little pocket rocket action.
Exactly.
I mean,
what kind of sex toys do you... Okay, so thank...
What's the oral one called?
Oh, it's called the Lilo Aura. And if you want one, go to my website, sexwithelmy.com.
Does it make noise?
No, I was just making it, but it kind of, it's quiet.
Could a guy
it's rechargeable.
Use it and not have her know? You know what I mean?
Like, no, it's not that good. Believe me, it's not that good. But it's pretty damn good. It's a Lilo Aura. Click on the good vibes
communication
banner.
You know? They need to communicate.
Exactly. Don't assume he's not gay, but talk to him about all this stuff. And
if
also,
you're into him, you can work around it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to dump him. But have you ever been with a guy that you're like, sex was and you were out?
I mean, I think in the long term, I think sex is a huge part of relationship because, you know, someone may stray if, you know.
If you're not pleasing them.
Or if you don't feel, you know, you could make your partner feel not wanted or like you're not attracted to him or her.
Exactly. You got to keep it going.
And that could sort of, you know, without the communication, it all boils down to that.
It does.
You know, you need to talk, be open with what you like.
I know.
Go for it and have
exactly.
some fun.
I know. Sex is fun. That's
sex
like,
is fun.
Sex is so fun.
Role play. I mean,
do you do the role playing? Like, how do you?
Of course I do.
Okay. So can you just tell me, give me a scenario. Walk me through like the last time you played a scenario.
This would be good. The last time I heard anyone do a role play and explain it was iced tea and cocoa. They explained to me how they role play, and that was fun.
And they and love
that. That was like 5 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'll never forget it.
So, yeah.
So now Carmen's turn.
Well, you can, you know, I mean, obviously, depending on your partner or whatever, but you know, you can always play sort of master mistress.
Right.
So
do you dress up and stuff? Like, do you?
Sure.
Because here's my okay.
not every time.
Right.
I mean,
not every time, but
sometimes you just want to, you know, get to it.
Right. Exactly. But with
and then other
playing...
time, it's like exciting, sort of the planning.
How do you start it though? Like, are you like, hey, tonight I'm going to be there? Or you just say, hey, master, and then they know? Like I'm just saying with guys. Like
that's the key phrase to like, let them know it's on.
Like, do you initiate the role playing? Because I should be better at it. I have so many little costumes and cute things. And
you
then
overthink
I,
things. I can see you
vibe. You know, I mean, I think you just, if you have sexual compatibility, you just vibe with that person. And I don't know. I truly believe that for women, a lot of it's up here. It's in the brain.
It's true.
And so if you're dating someone that's really intelligent and sexual, you know, they'll get you there, you know.
Right.
They'll talk you through it. And then ideas start to pop up and, you know.
Exactly. You can just say, you know.
Like, I mean, it's fun to be a mistress, too.
It is fun. It is.
To take it out on.
Ice tea
all
would
your
drop,
frustrations.
He dropped Coco off in the ghetto, and then he would get out of the car and come around the corner and like pretend to abduct her.
Really? Yeah. That's so funny.
That's
hey,
fun. You know what?
Sex
that's
alive.
Fun, though.
That's
mean,
totally fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
it's probably why they're together.
I was just going to say that.
I mean, they're not.
Absolutely, you got to
do
something
different.
I
mean, who wants a missionary every
nobody.
Time? I mean,
no. I just fell asleep when you said that word, missionary, all the time. Really? No, it's true. You just little things like little sex toys. Mm-hmm. Now, do you you like sex toys? You said,
yeah, I do.
Do have you what's your favorite?
I have to be honest. You know, I've tried quite a few, and I still go back to the pocket rocket.
You know, it's so funny. I love the pocket rocket too. Yeah. That was my first one. You put the little bat. It still has got a battery, and you just carry it around.
What was the one, the bunny with the bunny ears? That just doesn't,
the rabbit
that didn't work.
The rabbit didn't work for you.
It didn't work. You know,
We kind of talk about that in the office a lot because it's like dual. It's like I want one or the other.
I'm just confused and like.
Have you ever had the magic wand?
Yeah, magic wand is a big hit too.
Okay, well,
and you can kind of do that on the sly.
The magic wand?
Yeah, because it's a back massager, but
right,
for
exactly.
women, it's a whole other thing.
Oh, you can just leave it out. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, you have
like
to.
A dumb person like me would go over and have no idea that your vibrator is just sitting on the coffee table. I would have no tell. Are you in your purse? What are you doing?
I'm giving Karen her first present.
Oh, okay.
It is now unplugged. So you can, it's rechargeable magic wand.
I know someone that's going to have some fun tonight.
Oh, yeah, right? There you go. With your lube.
This is awesome.
I know. So now you just charge it and you doesn't. See, it used to be connected
thank
to the wall.
So much. This
You're
is
welcome.
A great gift.
Yeah. I thought you'd like it. I don't know. What woman doesn't like the magic wand, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's like
either the magic
sure
wand
thing.
Or, like I said,
the pocket rocket. Exactly.
One of those two.
Now, how about lube? Like, let's talk. Because I always say, before you came in, I was saying, like, I've been obsessed with it because when I started doing the show, I was just like, you get lots of products sent to you. I'm trying lube. And I realized that there is a stigma that people think, oh, dry, if she's dry or discomfort. But it's like, I use lube every time I have sex because it just enhances the whole experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, for me, this all started through Fleshlight. They wanted to have a meeting with me and you know, I was open to it, but we didn't exactly know what we were going to do. So we sat down together and just started riffing and talking about different things. And, you know, basically, like, a lot of my really close friends complain that lube, you know, can cause
yeast infections and stuff like
other
that.
Things,
right.
And, you
Don't
know,
buy
it's
the
like
bad
one of the
lube.
Biggest complaints. So It was a really easy transition and an idea to join together with them to make a pH balanced lubrication,
which is what we need, right? Because if you buy like the drugstore kind, like you don't know what you're gonna.
Yeah.
If you can't
it's
understand,
like I'm, you know, rooting for women, you know,
yeah.
Like, however, you know, however you need to get it done.
I love it,
but so let's get it done in a healthy way.
Exactly.
So we added aloe vera, organic aloe vera, and. And it's great.
I know, pH balance.
I love it.
I know. I'm so excited to try it because we just got it. So that is very exciting. And
other things that like they asked you to do, like come up with the viscous, like how the viscosity of it, or
well,
like,
you know,
how it smells?
They have almost everything under the sun. But no, we didn't want to have scents.
No
you
sense.
Know? No
you
sense.
You don't want the scents in it.
I mean, no.
That doesn't. I want to think that would vibe well with your internal things going on, right? That probably wouldn't be good to have like the scents up there because it's chemicals, right?
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
No, you,
that's
why it's pH balanced.
The point of the pH balance.
What about color? Do they give you an option for color, or is it everything clear?
Everything's clear. Everything's yeah, I think color would be kind of messy, wouldn't it?
I don't know. A pink lube could be kind of.
There is.
A,
I once
cute.
Had a glow in the dark lube that someone sent to me.
That seems dangerous.
I know, but it's like then the penis glows in the dark, which is kind of scary.
Does
but
it be a penile
cool.
cancer now?
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't. I mean, we just tried it once.
Sheets glow in the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
like everything. You're like, guess what you were doing last night? Were you having sex? So, are you dating anyone right now?
I am. It's
yeah?
new.
Okay. Oh,
it's very
good.
New.
So the sex is still good, probably.
But back to the lube, there I have two other as well.
Oh, tell me.
The sensitive lubrication actually still has organic aloe vera, but we've taken out some additives. So if you're extremely sensitive, that one's for you.
Okay.
And then the warming.
Oh, three varieties. Oh, you have the warming.
And
That's
then I have the warming, because we don't want to leave out the boys either. You know what I mean? Like, it's not only geared toward women. And so with the warming lubrication, obviously adds a little tingle.
Warming feels really good. So, like, the thing about warming lube that's so fun is that, like, if you're going down on a guy or something, you put some on your lips and you can blowjob with it. And
I didn't even...
Oh, yeah.
You're giving me ideas, girl.
I know. Well, it's so funny. I just did
Sex
a piece for Men's Health the other day, and they're like, they were interviewing me about different uses for lube, like what are some things that we wouldn't have thought about. And I was like, oh, you know, you could put it on your lips, like give a blowjob. And then I started thinking about it because, you know, rub it on our nipples.
Lip gloss.
And then you go down them, and then you're already, because, you know, it's very important when you're giving a blowjob to make sure that it's wet enough. And then you put it on your lips.
Ooh.
But the warm feels good on them, and it feels good on the woman, too. So I love that you made a warming lube.
Yeah.
What if it's really cold in your apartment and you'd cover your whole body with it? Does that work?
why don't you try that and let me know how that goes?
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Okay, good. I love that. Isn't that funny? I know. So yeah, lips. And then what else did I tell them? I have that arc. What else was I telling them? The Men's Health. You could use lube for so. I just think it's underused. You could rub it on your bodies and like rub up and like put on your nipples, like rub around your boy, your guy.
God, I love you. You're just... I know.
This is what I do. I mean, yeah. Well, yeah. We can, you know, talk more things about your lube. I've got a whole thing here. I'll share it with you.
Good,
I've got a whole document on unique uses for lube. The other one was...
I'm curious now.
Yeah, is it all sex-related?
Yeah. What else would it be?
I don't know. Like, maybe you washing dishes? You never know. Yeah. There's always something that it can do something more for. You know what I mean?
I really didn't. I was talking about giving massages with it because here's like, first of all, put a few drops inside the condom because that feels good for him when he slips it on, and the added sensation feels amazing. And then slick some on her, like, or mutual masturbation, like before you just put a little bit of lube on her, like clitoris, and warm it up. Because do you use lube with toys?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely,
so you have to.
With toys.
Use water based lube with your toys, and it just speeds things along. If you guys foreplay, like it warms you up even quicker.
It is. It's almost like a cheat.
Congratulations on your lube.
Thank you.
I think that's
freaking
awesome.
Electra lube.
Okay, can we
go
back to the guy you're dating? So how did you meet him? Yeah, I'm not going to ask you.
I accidentally met him. I've been working on music lately, so I've gone back to my roots a little bit.
Wow, right. That's
dance
how you started,
music.
Right?
Yeah, I started off with music in the very beginning.
I was going to ask, yeah, tell me about like the beginning. Like, how did that all start? You came to LA. You're from the Midwest. You're from Ohio, right?
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
From Michigan, Midwestern girls moving out for the dream.
And then I went to performing arts school and studied, you know, classical ballet and, you know, modern dance and was just in that environment. So by the time I was graduating, I was looking for a job, you know, and trying to figure out what I was going to do with, you know, the arts. And I ended up dancing in this magic show. And I saved up my money. My family doesn't have a lot of money. So I saved up a little money. And by accident, I met a girl that lives here in Los Angeles. And she said, you can stay at my house. I think you'd be a great, you know, you could back up dance for Janet Jackson. You'd be great.
Wow.
You'd be amazing. And that's all that I came to LA
to do. You're like,
Janet
Jackson,
I'll be a backup dancer.
Wow.
So,
well, Jennifer, J-Lo, she was like a Laker girl for a minute, right?
Really?
She was kind of a dancer.
That was Paula Abdul.
No, J-Lo was too.
J-Lo was a fly girl.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because, you know, she's from the East Coast.
Right. All right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, okay. But
I've
okay.
Had
so backup
information
dancer.
Information for you.
But that's funny because you're from right. You were like, okay, backup. That sounds good. So you came
oh
out.
My God,
but then,
yeah,
like, look, did you right? And then you
backup
came.
Dance. Yeah. So my first, you know, I decided to stay for a week in LA, and actually the first, the first thing I did when I, we used to sneak into clubs. We were too young.
Right.
So my friend had a fake ID, and we'd sneak into all these clubs and whatever. It was so much fun.
Oh, my God. That
coming
was
from
such
Ohio.
Good. Oh, I know, right? Like, you come out, you're like, oh,
in
my
Hollywood.
Did guys like, just live, love you? I mean, have you always been, like, the sex symbol, the sexy? You must have gotten so much attention. 19-year-old Carmen Electra. I can't even. Right? I mean, so you came out. I know, really. I mean, you think I'm like, sex. Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, anyway,
okay,
my first... It wasn't really a job because we didn't get paid for it, but I danced on Soul Train.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where did they shoot that?
I don't even remember. I
was
mean,
it out
my
here,
friend,
though?
Yeah, in Los, okay, yeah, in LA.
That's huge, though.
So I did the Scrabble board, and they put me on the risers, and
oh,
you know,
my
went
God.
Down the Soul Train line. So I thought I had made it.
Right.
Like
at
that
19,
was it. I'm so happy. I've made it. You know, you don't get paid to do it, but I thought I'd made it. Anyway, I was really excited about that. But
I'm excited about that. Okay.
I ended up getting a demo deal. I met this girl, and she just, you know, she had a band that Prince was producing. And I actually auditioned for Prince to be a backup dancer.
Still in
a band.
Backup dream.
But Prince, yeah. Like, okay, amazing.
Yeah.
You're like, Soul
Train. It was really weird, though, because we were just at a club and she approached me and it felt kind of, you know, like this is surreal.
Yeah.
You know, and basically, you know, his brother's going to come pick us up and then we'll go to his house and audition.
Wait, Prince has a brother?
Yeah, he does.
I didn't know that.
Dwayne. Yeah.
Right. Okay, we're learning a lot here.
He was his bodyguard for a while. But yeah, so I went and there was a part of me that's like, no, don't go. I'm like, we're in LA. Ooh, scary stuff happens in LA.
Right, exactly.
I'm from Cincinnati, you know.
How did you even know it was Prince? How did you know that, like, that you weren't going to show up to some random
person's
house?
That's the thing. Like, right. That was, you know, we didn't.
Yeah. This
you
is
know?
What not to
I'm
do,
just
guys.
Trusting. You know, I was just trusting this yeah. You know, this.
This
woman.
Woman that, at least it was a woman. Would you have gotten in the car if it was a guy that approached you?
Oh, no.
No, okay, good.
No way.
Smart, okay.
And then so a blue BMW pulls up at the
club. It's a good sign. BMW wasn't like a
and
beater.
It was blue.
Okay.
So it was, you know, it was like, it was colorful.
It wasn't like a rape van.
Yeah, okay. it wasn't.
It was a black BMW out. Blue, fine. Hop in.
Well, it just, you know, that felt very Prince-ish okay. to have.
All right.
You know.
I see
okay.
What
wait.
Purple
so it was in a BMW.
More.
I'm so excited.
Now if it was purple, yeah, yeah. Hands down, right, I'm going to audition. I'm
right.
auditioning.
Right. Oh my God, I love this. So you get in the blue BMW.
Yeah.
And then what?
And we go to his house.
In LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep in mind, I was 18 years old.
Oh my God, little Carmen. Okay.
Really nervous.
I'm nervous. Yeah.
I remember meeting him for the first time, and he was cool. You know, he was just kind of down to earth, and he said, "So you want to be in this band?" And I said, "Yes, I want to be in the band." So he said, "Do you sing?" And I said, "Yeah." And he got on the piano and he played Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music, and I was in that musical, so I knew it probably
heart.
Better than him.
Oh my God, that's okay. I love it. I love that song too. I know it by heart.
Yeah,
but I can't sing.
So like I could do the other parts to it, and you know, it was kind of a silly thing. I think he was just kind
right.
of playing around,
that's
being
fine. Warm up, right?
Yeah, whatever. So I did that, and you know, he was like, okay. And then
were you nervous? You must have your butterfly.
I was dying. Right. I mean, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do with myself. I mean,
and then what happened?
Honestly, and then I was at his house, and you know,
18
years old,
right.
and just not knowing.
And Prince is like a
what
huge, he's the biggest singer at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So then he said, I heard you're a really good dancer. And I said, well, I love to dance, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, I'm dancing to, I think Graffiti Bridge was coming out at that time. So he played some of the songs and I just freestyle danced and didn't hear anything, actually. I didn't get
so
a response.
Too.
At the time, at the moment, you weren't hearing anything, or afterwards?
Like, you left, and he's like, see ya, bye.
I got no response, and so this woman with her band kept saying, you were amazing, I really want you in my band. I don't know why he won't give me an answer. And
Prince
and
being so, coy.
So
hard to get.
Said,
yeah.
Okay, so she said, I know some people at Capitol Records. I'll take you in there and you can audition for them. I went in, ended up getting a demo deal with Capitol.
Wow.
And so I was able to go home, visit my family, and they
be like, it was worth it.
Yay. So they flew me back. I stayed at the Holiday Inn.
Right.
In Glendale.
Right. Okay.
Here, you know, and then through my friend, Prince got a hold of me and said, I just wanted you to know, I think you should do your own thing. I don't think you should be a backup for anybody.
Wow. So he squashed your backup dreams, but then now look
but
at
I,
your... Okay.
But I said, you know, so he said, come to the studio. I wrote you a song.
Oh, Oh my God. Okay.
And I went into the studio and I was really nervous, listening to the song, and but really, you know, God, Prince wrote me a song. That's crazy. That's insane. How does that happen?
I don't even know. He's never written me a song.
But, you know, basically I'm under contract for a demo deal at Capitol. He got me out of it. I moved to Minneapolis for a couple of years. And
you did?
Recorded. Yeah, recorded.
Did you guys date?
Self-titled album.
Now I'm like flashback. Did you guys date?
It was very flirtatious, you know. It was very, very flirtatious. Okay. But
you maybe hooked up. Okay, that means yes.
With the Prince.
With Prince.
What's this? Did he introduce himself?
Dude, I would die. I used to have sex to Prince, like in high school. Like,
what?
That's what I'd say. My first, not with him, but to him, to like, you know, all his songs. Yeah.
A little Red Corvette.
We used to watch. I was really little. We weren't allowed to watch Purple Rain. And so.
With Abalonia.
We would sneak and watch it. Right. And we just thought it was the hottest movie.
Oh my God, I wouldn't move to Minneapolis.
As Prince or the artist formerly known as?
No, he wasn't the artist formerly known as yet.
Right. And he only did that because, like, he lost access to his name, right? Like, it was tied up. It was a trademark or something, and he couldn't get it back from the record company, right?
Yeah, and they owned the music.
What was it like having sex with him? Can you just tell me you're kissing him? I just, come on, it's been so long now. He's like,
I don't kiss him.
I don't always
kiss.
No, that's right. That's actually smart. Neither do I. I changed names, though. I changed names of people.
But it was amazing. I mean, I toured. I opened up for him. I had my own band.
That's so
awesome.
On the
awesome. Diamonds and Pearls tour in Europe.
God, that's,
and
I'm...
I learned a lot. I learned a lot from him.
Okay.
And I'm really grateful.
It's a great story.
That is a great...
That she was shooting to be a backup dancer. And then she became
Carmen Electra. In 1 week, it just, like, things just clicked. So I knew I was kind of on the right path at that point.
Okay. God, I mean, you were. So now you've done all this stuff. And then you've become like this.
Well, I decided to, I decided after living in Minneapolis for a couple of years that I wanted to move
to
LA.
Get back to LA. It's more fun.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
From the Midwest, you're like, really? I'm back in the Midwest, but you're with Prince, so it's hard.
And
like,
I just had this.
Midwest, Prince, LA.
Yeah. And it was kind of, you know, I would be bored sometimes, you know, there wasn't a lot to do. I didn't have a lot of friends there. So I moved to LA, and then I kind of decided. It was weird because I remember him saying to me, you know, you can stay in LA, but you'll be on your own. Or you can come back to Minneapolis.
Wow, he
and
loved
I was
you.
Just sitting here,
he loved
like,
you.
Like, what do I do? And I didn't want to go back, you know.
Right, I totally understand.
And so I decided to stay, but I didn't have a bank account.
That's ballsy.
I had.
That's very ballsy. Had,
wow, you left.
Leave
I had some, yeah. I had 5,000 cash.
You must really hate the snow.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah.
The snow is bad.
The mosquitoes are insane.
Okay, but let's... You got the big spoon with the cherry, right? Isn't that out there in Minnesota? That's like the thing that's known
for. I don't
know.
She, didn't,
yeah.
she was with Prince.
Okay,
she was
yeah, it's true.
I was at Paisley Park.
I mean, that's freaking amazing. Okay, but now, okay, so now you're always, I mean, meant people see you as like this, you are like the ultimate sex symbol. Like Carmen Electra, like you
Thank
are.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are. Oh. So how do you feel about that? Like, how
I
do
love
you feel
it.
About that title?
I love hearing that.
Right?
I mean, what? I mean, you know,
have you always felt sexy?
Like, well,
did that
I mean,
comically, did
I've
you
always
feel...
wanted to be, you know,
right.
I've always wanted to be. Obviously, I've had moments where I feel sexy and moments where I don't feel sexy at all. But
what makes you feel the sexiest?
Performing on stage in lingerie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So like just
sort
being
of doing the
dancing,
the burlesque thing, or you know, dancing.
Yeah. Okay. How about like
in front of an audience?
Right. What make do you new days wake up? You're like, I don't feel sexy at all.
Oh, all the time.
And so, what do you do with that? With your, I mean, you have insecurities too, just like normal women.
Absolutely.
Right. And then what?
I just try to take my mind off of it and do something, you know.
Right. Because not every day can you feel sexy.
You keep focusing on your flaws, and you know, beating yourself up. You know, it doesn't really get you anywhere. So.
Right. Okay.
You know.
So now, so now you're dating someone, and I want to get some sex tips from you, okay? You just made a lube. So I want to know, like, what is, like, if you could describe, like, the best sex you ever had, what would it be? Like, if there was, like, a moment or something happened. Or just, yeah, your best case scenario sex.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen? Or it could be fantasy. It, could, like, you know.
Like, you know. I've fantasized quite a bit about S&M.
Right? 50, have you ever...
But see,
I should have bought you some whips,
but that
chains.
Could, I have them. I have
oh, you
plenty.
Have them. Okay,
yeah,
good.
I have a cane. I have... I have many, many different styles of
being submissive
whips.
Or being dominant?
I like both.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a switch.
So have you done So you've done it with men? Have you like gotten into the whole BDSM? Mm-hmm.
Sure. A little bit. I'm not, you know, full blown like
dominatrix,
hardcore. I mean, if I'm on the other side of things, then I am, you know, I can be hardcore.
Right. Wow.
But I don't know. I don't want to like end up bleeding and you know what I mean?
But like maybe like handcuffs, bondage,
a little pain, a little bit, you know, just enough.
Right. Just enough. Cause it
just enough. Right. Feeling like you're being controlled.
Right. It's hot.
It's hot.
So what would be like your beginner?
But I do like to be dominant as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, have you ever been with a guy who's like, no, I do not want you to be dominant? Are you like, you ever try it or you can kind of tell if they want it?
You just vibe out. I mean, what you were saying earlier, yeah. You just kind of vibe out with your partner and you can kind of sense where they want to go.
What kind of guy do you in bed that is like a pet peeve of yours? Like sexually, you're like, oh, such a turn off.
A non-talker.
Like dirty talk?
Yeah, I love dirty talk.
Me too.
Come on.
Filthy talk.
Filthy.
Yeah.
The filthiest.
Yeah, we want to make it. I keep my mouth shut.
I know. You do it on the show, which is sometimes about your sex life. He's married. He's like, I asked him, like, I'm married. So I agree.
To me, that's a huge part of foreplay, even without being touched.
Because, again, our brain, largest sex organ, talk to me dirty, and I'm like there. Then you don't kissing, have to go down. Actually, you do still, but.
And, you know, to me, kissing is a huge turn on as well. Right. I mean, it sounds simple after talking about S&M.
No, but it's true. I think about
kissing.
Kissing is the most intimate thing you can do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, how about looking in the eyes during sex?
What?
Do you like looking in someone's eyes when you're having sex with them?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes
unless
you don't.
They're like spanking you or something. Unless turned around in your
unless
ass.
I'm in control, then I might say, look me in my eyes.
Right. Yeah. Okay, exactly. You make them do it. Right.
Sounds scary.
Sounds hot.
Terrifying.
What's like your biggest turn on then? Like, what could a guy do? I guess dirty talk. Is there anything like? What's your favorite sense of foreplay? Like, do you like oral sex? Someone performing oral sex on you? Is that like a
sure?
Because some women don't. They're like really sensitive down there. They just don't like it.
Multi-orgasmic women don't like that. Yeah,
that's what Drew always says.
It's true though, right? I've noticed it.
I learned that from him. You did?
Yeah.
How do you know that they weren't just like? Oh, because you've actually had sex with them and they had multiple orgasms.
Yeah.
Do you know this? Like, that women who can have multiple, but I can have multiple orgasms, and I love oral sex.
Well, of course you can. You're sex with Emily. You can do it all. You're like the superwoman of sex.
I have multiple orgasms as well.
Right? During intercourse?
So sure, yeah.
So many women.
But you're not like 50 in 30 minutes.
I can.
That's like
if you give me the magic wand, 50, I can have like 25.
Magic wand. Oh,
I can't, sometimes
you
I'm
beat
like,
me. You beat my record.
Yeah. Well, dude, you better get home tonight.
I counted 20.
Yeah, really? Well, I haven't really had 50.
How
did
you do
20.
It and count? That seems distracting.
Well, I want to know.
Right,
I want to see how far I can go with it.
The magic button says, I'm like, shit, I'm late. I got to go. Oh,
and
shit,
then it's like, it's really uncomfortable for a minute, and then it just gets more intense.
You
got to
push past it.
Yeah. You got to push past it.
You got to keep going. So you like, right, exactly.
God, I'm just telling you everything.
I know.
See?
I love to.
See how you get to me? You just get inside me.
It's good. So this new guy you're dating.
Sure. Yeah.
I just want to know, so how long did you wait to like have sex with him? It's okay if you didn't.
We did. Okay. I think it's important. I mean, I don't, you know.
You don't have any rules around that?
I've never slept around. I've never, even during this time of dating, you know, I've always been in long-term relationships. So at least 5 years. And, you know, this is throughout my 20s. You know, long relationship. I would go right into another one without a break, which wasn't good.
Right.
So a lot of that going on, and then this past couple of years, actually, I wanted to date. You know, and
how did you meet guys? So how do you?
But
I meet
kiss,
guys?
But I don't have sex right away. I want them to wait, and I want to know because I don't want to feel gross or sit there and go, oh my God, why did I do that?
And then also being who you are, don't you think that a lot of men? I mean, I have it on a much smaller scale, but I think people meet and be like, oh, sex with Emily. I'm going to walk in, it'll be like a sex swing, and it'll be crazy. You know what I mean? So you probably also think that guys are like making assumptions. I'm sure you are amazing in bed, but you also don't want to get you got to like. You don't want to just give it up.
Plus,
and
guys would just want to be able to say to their friends, yes. I had sex with Carmen Electra. So you got to be worried about that, too.
And then when you're dating, like it's interesting because, you know, since I didn't do it in my 20s, I thought this is what I need to do. I need to go on some dates and, you know, meet a lot of people. doesn't mean you're having sex, doesn't mean you're even kissing.
Exactly.
You know,
how'd you meet this guy? Did you get fixed up with him? Did you meet him?
No, I met him accidentally. I was going to record a song, and he has a studio next door to my label, and they were having problems with the
technical.
Yeah, technical problems. So they walked me over.
You're a technical person, you're going to fix it?
No, the guy was.
Oh, okay.
You wish you were there. No.
Yeah, the recording studio at my label, they were having technical issues.
We need you to fix this thing over here.
Hell no.
She's super
I am so not technical. Are you kidding?
She can work the magic wand, though. Okay.
I can turn that on.
Yeah. Wait till the new one. You got to see his different levels. It's a whole different thing. Okay. But anyway, so you met this guy and then.
Well, yeah, I went in to record and then everyone left and I was alone and I felt really shy all of a sudden. And we vibed off of each other.
Wow, you felt it right away.
Didn't get the song done that night at all, but didn't do anything else. I mean, we just basically talked.
Okay.
We talked a lot. And he, you know, asked me for my number and, you know.
Did you start texting and stuff at first? Don't you feel like now?
Yeah,
like
we were texting a lot, but I do believe that at some point you have to get on the phone and
talk. Exactly. Yeah. We're old school. Yeah. I don't want stop texting me. Make a plan with me or call me. Yeah, your voice.
I had a date with someone that I was really attracted to at one point and he would only text.
Oh, I hate that.
And he just said I don't talk
That's
on the phone.
That's not the sign of a real man.
He said I don't talk on the phone. And I'm like, well how am I gonna get to know you?
Right.
If I can't hear your tone.
I'm a wicked good texter.
Was he like younger? I'm just wondering if it's like a younger generation
thing. No, actually, he wasn't.
I hate him. Did he have money?
Yeah.
Maybe he had an assistant who texted for him and made him really suave. You know what I mean?
Who knows? I mean, the thing about, I can't go out because then you realize I just spent an hour and a half. This happened when this guy was dating. One night we were like texting for an hour and a half and then he was like, come over. I'm like, dude, no. I would have come over an hour and a half ago when we started texting, but now
we wasted all this time.
Exactly. We are all wasting our lives texting. Like, life is just like, we're going to be like, oh,
don't get me
I texted
wrong.
And
don't
I
get
died.
Me wrong. I love a good text. I like to text. You can get your point across, you can get it.
Yeah, like,
you know,
I'll be there in 10 minutes. Sorry,
but if you're dating and you're getting to know someone, at some point, you know, I want to get to know you. I want to hear your tone.
Right.
I mean, you can misinterpret texts.
Exactly.
You know?
I totally.
So, I don't know.
I know. I got it. So this guy's good. So you're dating. It's fairly new. Sex is fun now. It's good. You like him. You're not going to talk to me about it. Okay. So if you had to give
she
everyone.
She tried.
We've been dating for 3 months. Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's new.
So good
but,
in 3 months.
But so far, so good. I'm happy.
Do you feel like that you, like, for example, the dirty talk? Because I'm seriously, like, I'm going to admit this, but I love the dirty talk, and I'm not even great at initiating if they don't. So I've been seeing someone, and I'm like, we never talk dirty, and I'm thinking, I guess I got to start talking dirty to them.
That's
like,
a lot of pressure for a guy, guys. It really is.
It's an instant switch for me.
You just can't help it. You're like,
I'm turned on. I mean, you know.
I know
dirty
if a guy does it, but
turns me on instantly.
He says the wrong thing, though. You know what I mean? I'm always worried I'm going to put my foot in my mouth and say something just horrible about her mom or something. You know what I mean?
I'm the Seinfeld episode when he's like, do you want me to lay out your mother's panties? Do you remember that Seinfeld episode?
No, was that Jerry that said that? Or George?
It was Jerry. And she was like, what?
I'm afraid I'm going to say something to just completely cut the mood off, so I don't even
say
anything.
So you have a really dirty mind, then.
That's pretty fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But he got married. Like, someone married him. So.
That's true.
But maybe she likes your dirty, sick mind.
Uh-huh. We'll never know because I'm not going to talk dirty to her.
I know,
it's
exactly.
Rude.
Okay. I think that we got to wrap this up. That's all we have time for. I'm
That's
so
it?
Glad
oh
to.
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, there's more. I mean, do you want to give me, like, your top sex tip? Your top lube / sex tip?
Top sex tip.
I've got the lube tips.
It's you know, I mean, it's all about, you know, sort of liking the same things, I guess. And... you know, like I said, I like to role play. I like to have fun. Sometimes I just like to wake up in the morning and like half asleep and have sex. Like,
how about blowjobs?
I love
blowjobs. Morning
sex. Yeah.
Yeah. You like giving up, right? Don't you think you always have to, like, in a relationship, like, you hear these stories like, oh, I got married. I stopped giving blowjobs. I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you stop?
Yeah.
The guy who's like, I'm
not
gonna
do it anymore.
It's
a weird marriage thing. You know, all of a sudden.
That's when you gotta do more.
Yeah. You gotta do more. You gotta pick up the pace.
Because when you stop having sex, you are roommates, people. When you stop giving blowjobs, you're cliche. I don't want to hear that happens. Okay.
But I mean, I can understand. Everyone likes what they like, and that's
yeah.
what it's all about. But
I mean, yeah, I mean, if your guy doesn't like blowjobs,
so
you're fine. But most guys
it's a matter
do.
of you know, being sexually attracted to each other and liking the same things.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Right. Okay, Carmen, what else do we have to know? So your lube, we can get a fleshlight. So
yes, it's called Electrolube.
Electrolube. Mm-hmm. I like that.
pH balance for women, sensitive and warming.
See, we have this deal with fleshlights. So if you go to my website and you click on the fleshlight banner and you enter code Emily, you get a free bottle of their lube if you buy a fleshlight. But I'm wondering if we can have them switch it out. We are partners. So
oh,
I'm
a different lube. Oh, no, no.
No, no, no. I want to email them tomorrow and see if it can be the Carmen Electro lube that they now throw if people buy a fleshlight.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Can we
ask
them?
That's a great
idea. Yeah, I'll email them now.
That's a great idea.
I know, right?
Because we're like, it's a partnership.
We're like a team.
We're like working together.
I love that. Carmen,
you guys are like
team.
Backup dancers
we
to
are.
Each other.
I want to be a backup dancer. Teach me to dance.
How many backup dancers in LA right now want to be Carmen Electra?
Like, that's the thing.
That's
they
funny,
all do.
Right?
Yeah. Aw, Carmen, you're so beautiful and pretty and sexy. And thank you for being here. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and they can find you, Carmen Electra, Twitter, Instagram.
All that stuff, yeah.
Okay.
And as of now, basically, Electrolube, you can get it online.
Yeah, fleshlight.com.
And then I will definitely post and let everyone know when you can get it in stores.
Okay, cool. That's great. Well,
speaking
thank
of
you
stores, Hustler for you, right?
What? Oh, yeah.
Tonight?
Hustler. Oh, yeah. Tonight, yeah. I'll be teaching a workshop at Hustler Hollywood.
Really? What do you teach?
It's actually anal sex month, so I'm teaching an anal sex workshop.
It's anal sex month, Electra. How do you not know that? Come on.
Happy anal sex month. I'm sorry I didn't wish you anal sex month, and I'm sorry I didn't bring you a butt plug, but I did bring you a magic wand, I know. I'm teaching people how to just have fun with anal play. If you don't like anal sex, there's a lot of nerve ending. And a lot of here's the problem with anal sex. People just they do it wrong, and the guy shoves it in, no lube. And they do it wrong, and they hate it.
You know, Black
like
History
Ice
Month.
Like Ice Cube said.
Like Black History Month gets stamps. I wonder if anal month is ever going to get a stamp at the post office.
I'm going to write to the post office. I'm going to write to the government tomorrow. Exactly. Because they're all in Ashley Madison anyway, all those government officials. They should they should have a Carmen Electra stamp. Okay, Carmen, thanks for being here. And thank you
so
everyone
much
for listening. And thank you, Madison, for a great show. Thank you, Anderson. Love you dearly. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody, you know that I love sex toys. And I also like jewelry. So I am obsessed with my gorgeous vibrator necklace, which is the Vesper by Crave. Carmen, do you know about this? Okay, guess what? Guess what? You're going to die.
It's Christmas.
Wearing it.
It's Christmas.
It is Christmas. Okay, so let's open that up. We can open it up for you. So it is it's the most amazing thing. I wear it all the time. People are like, oh, I love your necklace. I'm like, thanks. Oh, it's also a vibrator. And it is charged USB. I know you're not technical, but I'm going to show you how to do this. It comes in silver, gold, rose gold. Those are my candles. Those are my massage candles. But first, are for you. But first, open the Crave necklace. And I wish I could give them to all of you, but right now I'm just going to gift it to Carmen and she's going to blow her mind because it's actually a really powerful vibrator. And when people look at it, they're like, oh my God, that's a vibrator. Are you serious? And it's the perfect gift. Jewelry plus orgasms. Who the hell doesn't want that? Let's wait for Carmen to open this and look at it. So, Madison, maybe you can just help her
with
that.
Very long nails. So
okay, so
it's
Madison, you can show her how to. Okay.
Okay, we've got it.
It comes actually already charged. It's by Crave. If you go to lovecrave.com. And I think if you use code Emily, you get free shipping or something. But check this out. It is. So let me
it's
just
amazing.
Get a show right here.
Yes, please
okay,
show
so.
Me.
Well, it comes with this little sticker in here, so we'll take
so
this off.
Do you just rock it as a fashion statement?
Oh, I can't tell you. I wear it every day. I wear it layering piece. And then people are like, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, oh, look at this. Wait, I'll put it back on.
Looks like you can put Coke in it, too.
Yeah, people have thought it's a drug thing. I'm like, no, that would not be what I'm about.
Sex is a drug.
So, okay, so yeah, you just wear it like this.
You can become addicted.
Feel this. Okay, wait, so it's like a real... Carmen, you know vibrator, so feel how powerful this is.
She loves her pocket rockets, too, so this is that's a
oh my God.
I know, but that's the high... Okay, right,
My hands are getting turned on.
You can play with it, the button.
Where's the button?
Right there. Okay. So you click on it.
I went up higher.
Right, but it's quiet. And it does the...
Okay, it's pulsing now.
It does the pulsing wand. Oh, that's the new magic wand does the pulsing, too. But it does the pulsing. It does a... you have, like, five different levels, five different speeds, I think. And then the little... It's amazing. I have to say, and then you always have a vibrator on you, and it's really pretty.
And then how do you turn it off?
You just hold it for 3 seconds.
Three seconds.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Got it, right? And then you wear it as a layering piece, and people freak out about it. So that's your other present. Oh, another present. I also have... Okay, so go to lovecreator.com. And also, I've got candles, which I brought you. They're massage candles. Have you ever used a massage candle before?
I have. Okay. I have. But I'm these are yours,
yeah,
right?
This is my brand. It's called Emily and Tony. And the thing about these is they're vegan. They are the most luxurious thing you've ever felt on your body. They do not burn you. They are not waxy, messy, or hot. And they burn. Those are the little travel size ones. They're called the Ménage à Trois, and it's it comes in fougère, vanilla. Smell them, you're gonna die. And cocoa. And you light it, and then you blow it out. And you could just have them. They smell amazing. I just light them as candles. And here's the other thing. If I don't have someone to massage, which sometimes I do not every night, I just light them in my house.
You just drip it, blow it out.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, it's coconut, and I use it as a moisturizer at night. It's not messy. It's getting your sheets.
It smells really good.
I know. They're amazing. They're from France.
Just to burn it as a candle. Oh, yeah. You smell
it? Totally. I do it every night. I get home, and I blow it out. I just use it in my house because it's aromatherapy as well.
Oh.
So light it as a regular candle, and then you pour it out on your body, and your body's soft and smooth. Go to EmilyTony.com.
I love
use code
collection.
Emily.
It's naughty, but there's a classiness.
Exactly.
To it.
It's high end intimate care.
Yeah, it is. It's high end.
That's what it is. And I've got the downer comfort. I'll tell you all about it. But go to EmilyTony.com.
And that's what I wanted to do as well.
A massage candle?
Well,
high end.
Oh, high end. Yours is high end lube. Exactly.
Like, you know.
Yeah, classy.
It's still lube.
Yeah.
You know,
it's lube, but it's sophisticated lube. Exactly. So
classy lube.
You enjoy that. Carmen.
Well,
and everyone
I guess it depends on what you do with the lube, though.
Yeah.
Right. You could. Exactly. Sex is fun, people. Okay. I'm
it should
with that.
Be fun.
Right?
If you're not having fun.
Right.
Then
have fun.
I
get
don't
out.
Know.
Right. Then there's a problem. Then keep listening to my show.
Yes.
Got 2,000 podcasts. God damn it.
Lots of tips.
Lots of tips.
Because I just learned a lot.
I taught you something?
Yeah, you did. Tell me.
Oh,
that.
This has been such a good day. Most days I'm like, you know, I think I did okay. But today
this
I just talked. I know, right? It's a good time. Sex with Emily. We have fun here. So thank you. Everyone use code Emily. Go to EmilyandTony.com. And thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening. Love you.